Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
We are taking it back to September. It feels weird, I know, but we're going to recap all of the amazing, incredible things that we did in the month of September, so you guys can get a little peek behind the curtain, you nosy fellas, and get to understand kind of just what goes on in our brains and why we do the things that we do. And sometimes we need to remind it about why we do the things that we do.
It's true. I mean, we get on these things and we're like, wait, what?
What happened?
What did we do?
The month was 20 days ago, and it feels like a lifetime ago.
But that's because we are moving fast and furious into this incredible
Fast and Furious Q4. Part 17 happening right now.
No, it's true. It's like this. It is definitely the 17th movie of Fast and Furious at Team Boss Project. 1,000%. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we're excited to dig into not just the numbers, but all things that are kind of going on behind the scenes. Because I think a snapshot is hard when you have all one or all the other. Like, yeah. You know, when you just talk about what happened, okay, but how did that affect your revenue and profit? Mm-hmm. And then vice versa, if you just talk about profit, well, what did you do to actually make it happen? I think right. It's really important that you talk about both. So, right.
And I also kind of want to start this episode with a little bit of a caveat because we've been having some different messages on this show and in our social and in your inbox lately, and we are getting real clear and real loud on some business opinions we have, and specifically, you know, aiming a lot of our content and our conversations to the people we truly, truly love and care about the most in this online business world, and that's one-on-one service-based business owners. And we have had a service-based business before. We've segued in and out of what does a one-to-many model look like to our current lovely, amazing hybrid business model that does have intimate relationships with clients, but we do have a big business. You see that on the outside and it's big on the inside. And we are now kind of not shifting, but sharing these profit reports in the sense where, you know, maybe some of you who might be thinking that one-to-many model is the route you want to go, but you're unsure and you're a service person at heart. We are hoping to kind of lift the veil, not to like discount what we're doing, not to like steer you away too hard, not to scare you, but to be honest about honestly what it takes to build a business like what we have and to maintain it and to run it and to grow it. And it's not fit for everyone. Luckily, we freaking love it. That's the best part.
Yeah.
But I also think that there's a lot of conversation from marketers out there that are go big or go home, build the audience, scale, talk to more people. And there's not enough conversations happening behind the scenes of truly how much it costs to have that kind of business. And so that's kind of what these episodes are going to do for you.
Absolutely. That's really the point. The point is,
what you said. The point is, the way we do business is different than most of our clients, and that's okay.
Yep.
And we are excited to still share, because I think you guys, like she said, are just really curious and nosy, but literally, that's fine.
I love that. That's my favorite type of person. I saw this funny meme the other day.
Be honest about it.
Yeah. I saw this funny meme the other day, and I give you, Abby, full permission to be this person, of where it's like, you know, if someone goes missing or like something happens, I like listen to a lot of true crime or whatever, like if something bad happens to someone and like everyone's being like super elusive about what happened and like making everyone kind of guess, or like the person dies and you like want to know like what happened on their Facebook, or like they have some sort of like memorial thing, but it's just like they died and like there's no behind the scenes. I give you full permission to write up exactly what happened, talk about all the details, be like, that bitch went to Target and then she never came home and we don't know what happened and this is what she was wearing. This is the last text she sent.
It's only funny now, but if I did not turn your mysterious death into a true crime podcast series,
please,
I would
do
be
it.
Doing you a disservice.
I would haunt you forever. I would haunt you forever. So that's my job that I'm doing right now, is for every nosy question you've ever had, I'm hopefully going to answer it for you.
If we don't answer it, know that you can DM us over at Boss Project and we will happily answer. So
we don't know what boundaries are in the sense of not telling information. So we're happy to
report. I would rather be transparent. We are very transparent about how we operate things. And the cool part about September, it tends to be one of my more favorite months. Not that there aren't others, but like...
No, September is my absolute favorite month of the whole year. 100%.
You want to know why?
Oh, because there's 80,000 celebrations that happen in September.
I know. It's my birthday. It's your birthday. It's Boss Project's birthday.
It's my anniversary. It's my best friend's birthday. It's my mom's birthday. It's the first day of fall.
I know.
It's everything.
Well, and I would say it's pumpkin spice latte season, but you would fight me on that.
What's the SNL skit? September has it all. First day of fall, and it's my birthday, and there's a coffee rave at 2 a.m. in my hot tub.
But for real, though.
Which has happened.
Now, we definitely, because it tends to be a month of celebrations, we also like to really celebrate with our audience, which is a lot of what September was about.
Well, since I know each and every one of you aren't going to send me a present, I might as well give you a present. It's just easier. Like, the logistics of it would be complicated. So I'll just give you a present instead.
We actually gave away 2 iPads.
Yeah, we did.
Not just any, 2 iPad Pros in space gray. If you must know. They both wanted space gray.
I wish the new iPads came in the matching colors like our desktops did.
Oh, yeah, that would be cute.
That would be really cool. I would have a whole matching set. I have the desktop and the headphones that are all that mint green color. And now I just...
This is a total aside. And this...
What has this entire introduction been but an aside?
Did you hear that Apple's recent release of the new, I should put in air quotes, what do they call it when they're the laptop version? Is it just the Mac? I think so. Mac Pro? MacBook Pro?
MacBook, yeah.
The keys they took away with the little screen, they put the keys back. And then the ports they took away on the side, because they moved them all to those fire ports that like everyone's like literally nothing else on the planet uses this shit. They put all the ports back.
Wow. Well, I feel like that's the first time they ever listened to...
That's exactly.
You know, like we've been saying some things about plugins and ports and what, like we have a, you guys, and I hate this word, but I'm going to say it. Be prepared for how abrasive this word that I'm about to say is. We had to buy a dongle.
It's true. We did have to buy a dongle.
And I'm looking at it right now. I can only hide it so much, because guess what? My brand new 2021 desktop doesn't have a flipping USB port.
Right.
For the love.
Yeah. So.
But Apple till I die? Question mark.
I know. I will buy and carry the freaking dongle, but I am tempted to get a new laptop just to go back.
I need a new laptop. I mean, mine still has the ports, but mine is also hella old. So
it's true.
I'm glad now that the ports are back.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, okay. So enough about our Apple. This is your ad spot.
Yeah,
sponsored by no one.
Email us, Apple.
Actually, we paid them this month.
We did pay them this month. But you know, I was able to get $190 for my 10-year-old desktop. Can you believe that? I finally took it in the other day and they were like, yeah, here's a gift card for $190. I was like, thank you.
It still seems like crap.
I don't know what I'm going to buy.
All right, whatever. At least at this point, it's better than throwing it away.
Yeah. I basically got paid to have them recycle it for me.
For sure.
Okay. Anyways, for the month of September, we had big celebrations. So as you know, we are also, hopefully you know this, right? We're the founders of the Creative Template Shop, the Creative Shop Co-op, the co-op for short, whatever you want to call it. And it celebrated with us for our birthday. So for like the second time ever in its whole existence, we had a sale. But yeah, for the first time, we had like this huge birthday extravaganza where we also gave away the iPads. And it was really fun. We, as you guys know, we like to look at other industries to kind of see how are you marketing? How are you serving on your clients, your members, who, you know, whoever they have? And we truly, truly love to look at SaaS companies to see what are things that they are doing to not only drive new memberships, but also like surprise and delight, treat their current people and just like mix it up, right? When you have something like a membership that we're kind of treating like a SaaS, it's the same thing. There's new stuff added all the time, but like it's the same product, it's the same concept. And so sometimes for us, we can only be so innovative when we're like, go join, you should join, saying the same reasons why you should join. And so it felt really fun for us to kind of mix it up and be like, not only should you join for all these reasons, but we're also treating you with a sale and with some prizes.
Yeah. And we modeled it after the way Dubsado does their sales. They have a fairly predictable sales cycle. So I don't know if that's something we'll end up infusing with the co-op long term or if it'll continue to just be this once or twice a year thing. But it was bananas.
It was bananas.
Like great bananas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really interesting because, you know, this will be a continuous update for you guys, but we did some member surveys kind of at the beginning of the springish area, got some feedback from our members of new stuff that they would like to see added. We added it. It released in August. We saw a major impact in our retention from those releases and just the overall happiness and satisfaction of our members. And then we decided to have this big party and just to see the effort. It's really cool no matter what industry you're in, but when you're like, okay, this is a quote issue or a thing that I want to try to like make better in my business, like retention, like churn, whatever. And I'm going to do these action steps to hopefully remedy that. And then when it actually works and then continues to work, that is really exciting.
It is. And I mean, when I say it worked, like we grew our membership. I just checked our numbers. We grew our member growth. So monthly active, I would call them monthly active subscribers because they're subscribing to the membership. We grew our membership numbers by 17% in a single month, is by far our biggest growth ever in a single month.
Yep.
And we grew the revenue for that product 26.5% over the previous 30 days.
Yeah. Wowza.
It was an effective
marketing
strategy for us, for sure.
Yep. Yeah, And because, you know, sometimes people like to, like I was kind of saying earlier, you get in a rut about talking about the kind of same thing and you feel like I'm saying the same thing. People are tired of hearing it, whatever. But I feel like when you come at it from this like really celebratory stance that you're just so excited about the thing that at least revitalized me and my energy around the super cool offer that I knew we had, but it was just a cool new way to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, and I'll give you a little sneak peek before we talk about other products and other things we did this month. The co-op, because of just how crazy all of this went, the co-op made up 75% of our revenue in a single month.
Need I remind y'all, if you could go back in time and listen to an episode like right when we were launching it or right before, and we were like, okay, our goal for
this. So if you were looking for that, it would be at the end of 2019 or early 2020.
Yep. And our like our goal of this new thing is to make up, what did we say, like 18% or less? Like it was 11%, 12%, 18%, something like that of our business
And like, if it could get there, that would be really cool.
Whoops.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been really crazy. I don't anticipate it staying that high forever.
No.
And I definitely don't anticipate it staying that high with just like the natural cycle of how memberships work. But it was a really exciting thing that we did. And
here's the downside of memberships to humble us all and bring us all back down to earth. You're going to see a huge influx of new members, especially when you're doing a promotion, especially when there's a sale, especially when you could maybe win an iPad
Immediately
Pro.
Followed by...
Goodbye.
Churn.
Leave. Peace out. See you later. I didn't win that iPad, so now I'm out. Or I didn't really truly understand the benefit because I was super new to your audience, so now I'm out. There's a whole slew of reasons. And we obviously have measures in place to prevent that as much as possible. We have communications. And
we also know that that's going to happen.
It's a thing. It's 100% a thing. And so you...
Also, because we push a sale, we will get a lot of annual subscribers.
Yep.
And that means all the money for the whole life cycle of that client comes... in one lump sum. So we have a big spike in revenue, but then we will have like a massive drop the following month.
Yep. So that's just, you know, those are the highs of lows of memberships, especially high member count memberships that I think people who are wanting to start one really don't think about. And, you know, truly the amount of content that we're putting out into that membership every single day, every single month. Like if I had done this year one with like 12 people in my membership. Oh, wait. I mean, I did that actually. We did that. Shh. But if we'd kept that up, it's just, it's not realistic. It's not attainable to add something like that into your everyday.
Well, and I mean, spoiler alert, but, and by the time you're listening to this, you know, we have been working hard behind the scenes for months on a new product because while the co-op is incredible, it is hard for us to imagine a world in which it's sustaining our business long term. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not going anywhere. Like it is staying, but like for us to sustain a healthy business, it's gotten to the point where it's too much of a percent of our total revenue.
Right. And it takes a lot of our team. It takes a lot of management, a lot of overhead to run and maintain. And
yeah, just so you know, our average margin, and that's varied quite a bit. We've had months, if you're just looking at the like the co-op as its own kind of thing, we've had months as high as 50% margin, but we've had months as low as 21% margin. Like that's hard costs to run it.
Right.
So, and last month, even though it was amazing, the margin for the membership was only 31%. So like great growth.
Right.
But.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So moving along from the birthday month, birthday sale and the shop, you took two vacations.
Okay. In my defense, okay. Well, one, we run a life first business. Yeah. So if I want to take time off or I need off, I'm taking it. Okay. So just so we're clear.
All of it.
But also I kind of like stockpiled trips because I literally didn't go anywhere for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I went to visit my best friend and meet what I'm calling my nephew because he's my best friend's baby. Mm-hmm. And then I also went on a trip that like got canceled three times and then moved. So I wasn't really in control of the dates very much.
Yeah.
So it just happened to be that I left for 5 days, came back for a week and a half and left for another 5 days.
Mm-hmm. And it was great. It was fine. We crushed it.
It was fine. I will say I personally did a much better job of checking out the second time.
Yeah.
The first time I was nervous and I'll tell you why. I took a trip and then immediately the day after I came back, we had two new full-time team members start. So I was scared to death about onboarding them and like making sure they had what they needed to thrive and succeed. And it worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
But and this sucks. And this is just sort of the nature of it. If I hadn't, you know, worked a couple hours here and a couple hours there while I was gone, I wouldn't have been ready for them to start. Right. So it just is what it is.
It is what it is. But going into that, we grew the team. And we had an amazing team mixer, our very first team mixer, virtual team mixer with all of the new faces. And I like organized a list of activities and some like icebreakers and some silly stuff for us to do. And I fully, even though I organized all of that, I went in fully thinking this is going to be super awkward. There's going to be
corny.
It's going to be corny. There's going to be crickets. And it's just going to be one of those like painful icebreaker type conversations.
So good.
It was so good.
It was so good. Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you have a team or you're growing a team, or you need help growing a team, send us a DM because I want to talk about it. Because honestly, I was nervous about it. I knew our new team members needed to meet everyone else, but like, I just really wasn't sure the best way to do it, especially remote. Like, you know, if you did this in the office and you had two people start the same day, you guys would go out to lunch together, right? Or you'd go get drinks at the end of the day. And that's literally just how you'd handle that. And it would be fine. But because we're literally all over the country, it's not possible. And so I will tell you, Megan's been here 30 days and she said that was her favorite thing we did.
Oh, good.
When we first started.
It's also funny because she's also the one like 20 minutes down the road and we still haven't seen her in person.
I know. But yeah. How many times have I seen you this year in person?
Like twice.
For real though?
Yeah.
I don't think people realize.
No.
Part of it, I can say this and you get it.
I know what you're going to say and I will not be offended.
I don't miss you because I literally talk to you every day.
Every day. Yeah.
I don't feel apart from Emily.
Right. And sometimes it's like on the weekends, we're going to accidentally talk about work if we hang out and I need a brain break or we need to like separate or whatever. And so luckily we did go to dinner last night for a friend's birthday. And we only talked about work because someone asked like what we did.
Yeah. And of course, everyone in that room like has no idea what we do.
No, it's always the most hilarious, most awkward conversation because you're just like, I don't want this to seem like it's a small thing, but like, I also don't want to sit here and have to like brag about all these different things that we've done for you to like take it seriously. So I'm just not going to care and then change the subject.
And then of course, the friends that actually know what we do
are like hype
always
squad.
Make it awkward.
Always.
Anyway. So
but we're also not, to everyone else's defense, we are pretty awkward. We're socially capable.
I feel like the podcast is us on our best day.
Yes.
With our most like thoughts together. Although today is probably the most hot mess
profit report we've done in a while, but yeah, there's just a lot going on. But I will say, I do want to talk a little bit about hiring. I know we mentioned that we were bringing people on and interviewing people, but do you want to talk to them about making the decision to hire two instead of one person?
No, because I still can't believe we did that. But I'm also so, so excited that we did. So I feel like we kind of teased this. We kind of mentioned this on a previous episode, but we were looking for a full-time employee position, which is bananas. Mm-hmm. And we put out some applications. And at first, it was kind of hit or miss. And we were like, man, I don't know. And I remember specifically like you hopping on what felt like an emergency call where you're like, we need to do something to get a different pool of candidates because I am not confident. And a lot of the stuff that we were hiring for, you were doing, and they weren't normally things on your plate. And so you needed it. And so we did a couple new strategies. We talked to a couple new groups and got the app out. And what's funny is that the candidates we ended up talking to didn't even come from those sources specifically.
No, they came from an alumni Facebook group and Dubsado's Facebook group.
Yeah. So we hop on a call with back-to-back interviews with a handful of people. And I remember we still had one more interview left in the day, and we had already talked to the, I don't know, two or three people before. And Abby and I at that point were just like, how are we going to decide? These are incredible people.
Oh, yeah. Everyone we interviewed was amazing.
Incredible. And I think even at that point, we were like, okay, well, we'll do the third one, but like, we don't really need to because it's already really difficult to decide from the candidates we've already had. And then we did the third one, and it was like, shit. Oh. She's good too.
Oh my God. It was.
So we are on the phone call for 2 hours and we're like, what do we do? And literally it just was one of those like, what? So like, okay, you can shoot this down, but like, what if, like, hear me out, but like, could it be possible perchance that maybe, like, what if we hired two?
Right. So what ended up happening is I had already worked out the budget and I had a fairly good timeline of like when we were hiring, and I knew we were going to have to turn around and hire again in about 6 to 8 weeks.
So we're like, could we just basically pull the trigger 8 weeks early?
Right. But also, could we onboard them at the same time so that like we don't have to double that work? Because I didn't anticipate how much effort that would take until we had
our newest part-time.
Yeah, our newest part-time employee was a lot more to get up to speed than I expected. And mm-hmm. So with having a full-time employee and then turning around and doing it 6 or 8 weeks later, I was like already overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so we literally at the like final hour, I rewrote the job description, no joke, 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. and pitched both of them basically a hybrid position, mm-hmm. which we talked about our hybrid business model. And like, I am in love with how it's working out.
Yep.
They've been here 30 days.
Yeah. Yeah. They were both super on board, and there were roles and tasks and, you know, kind of different projects that we, Abby and I, kind of thought, okay, I think this person's going to fit here. I think this person's going to fit here, but we're going to let it shake out. And that's like, what's happening?
Oh my.
And it's just, it just is truly one of those, like, you know, again, those moments where you make a choice and then you read the room correctly and you make the plan correctly, and then things just are working. It's almost when you try,
then things. I mean, when you try, you don't always get there, but I know what you're meaning. Although I just want you to realize, because you said earlier that what they're doing is basically what I was doing. Do you have any idea how I was doing what both of them are doing and what I'm still doing?
No, no, literally no. I was like, we just need to shut down Instagram. Let's do it. Do we need to stop blogging? Like, girl,
it was great. This summer was
bananas.
Bananas. I feel like I'm a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Truly. In time.
I know, just in time. Because it was weird. It's still interesting because there's some stuff where Emily's like, do you need to do that? The answer is usually no. Mm-mm. But
I'm the one in meetings that I'm like, it seems like this person over here is nodding their head enough that they could take that off your plate.
because truly, I still have more than enough to do. But it's exciting because I feel like I'm getting closer and closer and closer to actually like what I want to be focused on business. And that's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. And it is kind of hard to see right now because we are in a zone of making and creating. And you and I, our brain power is just needed in different ways at that time. Mm-hmm. So I am truly excited for like 2 to 3 months from now of like, okay, let's all settle into like a little bit newer normal. That's not necessarily like a launchy normal. Right. And still create, but just in a little bit calmer environment.
For sure.
Well, because the holidays are also coming up. Like, it's not just Boss Project stuff, but it's just like this, the literal season that we're in right now.
Yeah. But I am already feeling 1,000 times better because the difference between a day one employee, the day after you come back from a trip, and a 30-day old employee who's actually been to meetings and actually knows what we're doing, light years different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
break down some more numbers for me.
Yeah, let's do numbers. Okay, so in terms of revenue, you obviously know we spent the majority of our time on our birthday sale, which our revenue reflected at that 75% coming from our membership and one-off templates. Our affiliate income is down a little bit for the month because we had a big launch in August followed by a big launch in July, followed by a large payout in August. And so September was just kind of like back to normal-ish. Mm-hmm. And so we had 11% affiliate income. Now, Strategy Academy is down, and there's way more stuff to talk about with that, like at a much later date. But there is a strategy to the number that I'm about to say, and you're going to be like, literally what? But Strategy Academy was only 8%. And Trello was 7%. So if that gives you some perspective, people are definitely going to be nosy, but I'm not telling you anymore right now. There's way too much to get into. That is literally a whole episode.
Yeah. You'll hear about that on next profit report.
Yeah. So in terms of costs,
actually the next one, because it won't be for October.
Depends.
It'll be a little bit of both.
Hard to shake out. All right. So in terms of costs, our ad costs have been low for several months, which I'm not mad about.
No.
And we've kind of kept things a little bit smaller than they could be, mostly because, well, if we don't need to spend more to make more, then why would we spend more to make the same amount? So we're still navigating literally all the changes, but we're also just putting money in where it's effective instead of just assuming it's going to work, which I think is the whole thing. There's all this stuff in place with GTM tags and UTM tags and a dashboard and our ads team talking to our SEO team to like make these decisions so that we don't overspend when we don't need to. So ads was only 19.5%, which meant COGS was at 24, which is about 6% lower than I would say is like ideal. So we saved some money there, but we definitely spent it elsewhere, which is fine. Like we mentioned, we hired 2 full-time employees and also had a fairly large one-time cost with a lawyer to draft up a contract for a new thing, which meant our employees plus contractors for all the things made up 37% of our revenue, which is higher than I'd like it to be. But considering all the new things that were going on, honestly, not bad.
No, it's lower than I would have expected it to be.
Well, consider that they started halfway through the month. So,
Sure. There's that.
So that's definitely part of it. But also, was that strategic? Yes.
Yes.
Ease into it. Because I just will remind you, we pay employees and contractors on a different basis. Mm-hmm. And well, I mean, not technically. Like, technically, they're both paid after they do the job. However, employees come out of cash and contractors don't.
Right.
Like, we put it on a credit card and then pay the credit card off because why wouldn't I like free money? But that's, again, happy to talk budgets anytime in the DMs. But we were changing money from one to the other, which always means all of it collides simultaneously, which is when you change cash flow, is I'm over here having a mini heart attack and telling Emily, it's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's perfect. Love it. It's all great. Not nervous at all.
We've had some issues with cash flow before. So a little bit of PTSD.
for sure. But when the profit says what it does,
right,
I feel fine.
And our bookkeeper hasn't booked an emergency meeting with us. So
that has happened previously.
Yeah. It's okay.
So our profit for the month was 19%.
Girl, I'm not mad about it. It was a big month, both in make and spend. And so that sounds about right.
Well, and here's the thing, guys. Like, this is a choice. This is a life choice. Emily and I chose to go into a season of growth. We also chose, like, you can have levers for how you do this. You can spend more of your time. You can spend more of your money.
We decided to do both.
You're not helping me prove my point. We did decide to do both, but again, not helpful. Not helpful. What I was going to say is that when you spend your money, that can show up as advertising, that can show up as systems or like software, or that can show up as like manpower or people. And so I am actually loving the investing in people. Not that software isn't helpful, but like you reach a certain point where like, trust me, we could spend so much more money on more sophisticated software, but like the additional benefits are negligible. Mm-hmm. Like we have what we need to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting to that first million or so, I would say, like there are big leaps you're going to have to take in terms of software. But after that, it's like, could we spend way more on email? Oh my God. Yes. Gross. Literally. Why?
No.
Why?
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
That's been our motto for a while. So,
but then after that, it's like, okay, so if it becomes not software, then it's paid ads or people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking people.
Yeah.
They're more predictable.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Our ads are also working really well right now too, though.
They are, though.
Not mad about that.
I can't wait to in October to talk about the one that took off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I love it.
Talked about it a lot. So hopefully that gave you guys some perspective on, you know, a business of our size, of our offerings, of what we have going on. Need I remind you, all of what we just talked about literally happened in just 30 days. This is not a year. This is not a quarter.
So I took 10 days off in a 30-day period, hired two people, and did a full launch, and did great.
In 30 days. Obviously, there's like prep leading up to those things, but I just...
And prepped for the thing that happened in October, which we didn't even talk about today.
No. So give yourselves some credit because we should probably do that more often also.
Oh my God, yes.
And be proud of the work that you're putting out there. And if any of this conversation made you realize, oh, nope, I truly am a nosy person when it comes to marketing type businesses, but I want to stick to like my zone of genius and serving on a deeper level and maybe with less people and even less
If you want higher margins than we have, then we should talk.
We should talk.
So I have a better idea for you.
Seriously, send us a DM. But if you're like waiting to find out about what the heck we're talking about, where do they need to go to apply?
Yeah, you're going to go to bossproject.com/incubator. We just opened applications and like, holy moly, guacamole. It's so amazing to see the people that are coming in the door. But if you're a service provider and you don't know what I'm talking about, please head there and then send us a DM because we want to chat.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.